Out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
It's time for the hanging out feature now, and I'm really excited this morning to be hanging out with an iconic music producer, Sello Chico Twala, who's in studio with us this morning. You arrived here and I was like, oh, you're wearing a cap, because I always somehow see you in a cap, which is great. It's almost like it's your trademark. Thank you for coming through. Good morning.
Thanks, Clement. Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, so how have you been?
Let me start first by actually contributing 3,000 rand to the lady that you just spoke about now.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm going to actually, before I leave here, you give me the details. I'd like to contribute the little that I have, 3,000 rand, definitely, to the lady. It's really sad, you know. It just clearly indicates that our justice system here, I mean, the man, to be honest with you, if he was in Saudi Arabia or somewhere else, definitely.
He wouldn't be here now.
He wouldn't be here, you know. It's so sad that he's still going to actually enjoy taxpayers' money. It's really sad.
Thank you so much, man, for your heart. I really appreciate that. You know, and maybe that's why I want us to pick up our conversation, because when people think about you as an artist, they think, oh, music producer has produced all these hits. But what many people don't know is that you are actually an activist at heart. I mean, you wrote a lots of songs, like anti-apartheid songs. You were using your art as a weapon to speak against injustices. Just take me through that. How were you conscientized when you were young to a point where you wanted to really speak out against the injustices at the time and using your art as a weapon to do that?
Kevin, when I started my musical career, you know, I didn't know much about politics. I was still a young man. And then I got an invite. Mama Winnie Mandela invited me to her house. And when I arrived, the first thing she said to me, she said, Chico, what are you doing? You know, what is your contribution to the struggle? She actually mentioned the likes of Mbongeni Ngema, Mzwakhe Mbule, whose house was burned by apartheid government in the Watseme. I said, what are you doing? Said, Mama, thanks for actually making me aware of the situation. I mean, I didn't know Mandela, I didn't know anyone. So I decided at that time that, you know, from now onwards, I'm going to actually compose songs that are relevant, the songs that have missed, the songs that will free South Africa. Obviously, there were times that the security branches didn't want us to actually sing protest songs and all that. SABC were banning the songs and all that. But I decided on my own, said, you know what? I'm going to follow in the Mzwakhe Mbule, what Mzwakhe Mbule and Mbongeni Ngema were doing at the time. And all the time, I made it a point that every song that I composed for Brenda or Yvonne Chaka Chaka has a political song in it.
Yeah, I remember We Miss You, Manelo. I mean, that was a song that rocked the dance floor, and it went platinum at the time, right?
Yeah, three platinums, yes.
Yeah, let me remind the listeners a little bit. Song plays. I remember when I was like 8, 6 at home, and my dad used to play this kind of song, or the neighbors are playing it, and we're just dancing around, because that was like in the late 90s. But then, I mean,
it was
released early 80s, yes, but it was still a hit.
Yes,
in the late 90s, yes. Like people were dancing to it.
Yes,
what was the idea around this particular song? Because that was in reference to Nelson Mandela.
Yes, I went to the studio, and my producer then, Adi van Wyk, the owner of Big Concerts, said to me, it's a very beautiful song. Unfortunately, you know, it won't reach the masses because of the political element in it. And then I suggested, okay, let's call it something else, but all the live performances, I'll actually say We Miss You, Mandela. So I wrote two versions of it, and then I recorded both versions, and the other one was rejected by SABC. Then we released this one. But all my performances, I mean, if you see one of my documentary called Too White for Me, which was produced by Nick Broomfield in London, he followed me all my concerts. I was singing We Miss You, Mandela in front of the police and all that. But in the truth is that the song, when it was composed, it was actually dedicated to Nelson Mandela.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yo, and then I remember the peace song as well. When did you release this one?
The peace song was, remember, you recall that we had a political violence
yeah.
when Mandela
this
and
the late
80s. This is in the 90s.
Early 90s.
I think it's 1990, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. When Mandela was, there was so much violence between the ANC, Inkatha, and all that.
Yeah.
So I was approached, you know, to actually put together artists, myself and Dumandlovu. So we actually come up with the peace song, which the aim was actually to raise funds for victims of violence, and all the proceeds, I mean, the song went triple platinum, and all proceeds were actually donated to the victims of violence at that time.
I mean, it's still an anthem to this day.
Yes, peace in our land.
Cannot be so long as humankind is at war. Wars of vengeance will always lead to human destruction and nature. Peace now, not another death later.
Fail to produce music that 20, 30 years later people listen to and it still speaks to their souls, their hearts, and they relate to it.
It's
so special.
It really feels good. I mean, you know, I've actually had many of my songs, and including this one, actually requested by filmmakers across the world, you know. It really feels good. It feels good, but also I was really privileged to work with so many talented artists. You know, I'm one of the artists that was actually given an opportunity to work with the likes of Yuma Sikela, Black Mambazo in this album. I mean, the cream of South African artists. For me, it was, there's no way that this song people won't listen to it the next 30 years from now.
You've got the best producer, you've got the best artist. I mean, Brenda Fassie, you worked with Brenda Fassie.
Yeah,
you were
yeah.
producing for her. You managed her as well.
I did it, yes, but only for about 2-3 years.
For about three years.
People think that I actually managed Brenda from the beginning of her career, which is not true. It's only 2-3 years.
2-3 years.
Yeah.
How was that experience for you, managing an artist who was so big at the time, but also so complex, you know, with her own challenges, like all of us, because we all have our challenges. It's just that the unfortunate part is when you are a public figure, we know about them because they get reported about, but it's not so much different from what ordinary folks are facing. How was it working with someone like that?
Well, it was a challenge, a big challenge, I must say. Remember when I started with Brenda, she was not doing that well when I was approached by EMI. Then I introduced her to sounds like two albums, Too Late for Mama and Black President. Then we parted ways. Unfortunately, after those two albums, she experienced some difficulties. She had some songs that she released, but they didn't do that well.
Mm.
And she was actually dumped at Hillbrow to die by, you know, her record label. They didn't want anything to do with her because of substance abuse,
yes,
alcohol, and all that. So myself and Tokyo Sequoia, I think 1997, I was driving in Hillbrow. Then I saw her sitting in a pavement. And
So who?
Brenda.
In a pavement?
Yeah, in a pavement.
The Brenda Fassie?
Yeah, in Hillbrow, not far from her apartment. And she was down and out, Clement. And I stopped my car and I said, Brenda, what is happening? She said, you know, everyone has deserted me. I went to EMI. They don't want to give me advances and all that. Then I called at Tokyo Sekwale. He was the premier of Gauteng at the time. Mm. I said, can we do something? I said, Brenda, you know, I think she needs an agent help. We then took her to a rehab, a Riverfield lodge. Yeah. She went there and then she stayed there for about 6 weeks, I think. And when she came back, I decided, no, let's go into the studio immediately. That's how Vulindlela was created. You know, and Vulindlela was this an actress called Noxima Kalala. I think she passed away. Mm. I was actually busy in the studio with her. Then I decided to take all the voices out and then put Brenda. So that's how the Vulindlela and Memeza album was created. And we didn't expect it to be that big. Even EMI, they refused to release it. And I forced them to say, you know what, let's try, you know. Unfortunately, it becomes one of the biggest albums for Brenda.
It was. I mean, was Too Late for Mama on that album as well?
Too Late for Mama is the first album
was
I
the
produced.
First one.
I think it was 4-5 years. I produced Too Late for Mama, I think around 85. Vulindlela was 1997.
Yeah.
So we parted ways after Too Late for Mama. Then we again were united Vulindlela.
One of the songs that are for me by Brenda Fassie that are still, like, I still watch the music video to this day, Too Late for Mom, and I think, oh my God, I shed a tear.
You know,
yeah,
that song, when we composed that song, it was 5 a.m. in the morning. I woke up. I was still in Deep Leaf Extension. I remember I went to Brenda's Fassie's house. She was still
at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, 5 in flare off. I said, hey, I have this melody. You have to wake up. She screamed. She said, no, you can't wake me up this time. And I said, no, I had my little piano with me. I said, Brenda, we have to do this song. I'm going to forget the melody, you know. And then she opened the door. She said, okay, start. Then I started playing the chords. And then I was singing. I can't sing, you know that. And then she said, oh, I think I love this song. Then that's how we created that song, you know. And then the very same day, we went to the studio.
And re-recorded it.
We recorded it, yeah.
And look at what you've produced now. Ever gonna have an artist as big as Brenda Fassie? Do we have?
At the moment, you know, we do have lots of talent. It's just that, you know, today's music is too computerized. You know, people can just produce songs, you know, in a bedroom with a phone and what same. So we still have talent. You know, it's just that, you know,
we have amazing talent, but and then you've got like someone with Brenda who doesn't only have talent. She's got this fire in her that you, when she sings, like that just draws you.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how to explain that.
Brenda sang all different style of music. I mean, remember the Black Good Woman? You know, you give her a political song, you give anything, she'll sing, she'll just excel with all the songs that she did.
Yeah.
You know?
Hi, Clement, it's Lucky from Boxburg. I perceive Chico Twala as the Jomo Sono of music. Identifies great talent, grooms it, then gives it away. He's been there, stood the test of time, and until today, he's meant to be honored.
Morning, Clement and Chico there. You know what, Clement? I won't forget the song that Chico produced at that time. The song is Move, Move, Move. It's too late. That song still hit me even now. I'm Chavu here in Sharpeville. Halala, Chigo, halala.
Clement, hi. Oh, my goodness, I'm in awe. I actually have goosebumps sitting where I'm sitting. Recording the Kiss song, may please ask the legend, how do you make that song happen? How do you decide that out of the 50 people singing it, who comes in where, how long are they singing their lines, and how is the order done? Because the song was ahead of its time, and I'm sure the studio wasn't as big as the studios are today. So how do they curate that whole song?
When you work with God in the studio, he does miracles.
Yeah.
You know, I think at the time it was so easy for us to actually know that this is the Rima Sikelas to come in, Zaki Mbul and all that. But trust me, it's a miracle. Even myself, I ask myself, how did that? But God definitely.
Yeah.
I would say God actually made it happen.
Yeah. On the WhatsApp line, Sir Losses Clement, you have a legend right there in studio. That man's songs bring tears to my eyes because I've lost a lot of family members who loved his songs. So every time I play them, they remind me of my loved ones. Another one says, hi, Clement, you have a music giant in the studio. You are taking us back in time, the 80s. Ask him about his hit song, Soldier. What was the inspiration around that? I loved it. That's a question from Cindy. Another one says, Clement, what a coincidence. Today is Quincy Jones' birthday, one of the world's best producers, and you have someone who is hands down South Africa's best producer, rivaled perhaps only by Maphorisa. 10:30. Let's get the latest in eyewitness news headlines. When we come back, we'll continue celebrating Chico Twala. You can give us a call if you want to talk to him, if you've got a question for him on 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
Hanging out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
It's 24 minutes before 11 o'clock. Sillo Chico Twala is in studio with us this morning. What a legend. An incredible music producer, and who's still here with us. I can't believe you are. How old are you now? 60?
I'm 60.
I mean, you really look good.
Thanks, thanks.
For a 60-year-old, do you run? Do you...
I'm from the gym right now.
You see, yeah. That's why you look like this. I got a message from Bazima Shiloa.
Yeah.
He says to me, Clement, remind Silla there. I went to his house in Bryanston, and he was working on Soon and Very Soon with Brenda. The pitch was unbelievable.
Bazima Shiloa was my main man, you know.
Yeah.
I even named my son after him, Bazima, you know. We're very close, yeah. He disappeared on me. I don't know where he is, but...
he's always going away on weekends away in the bushes.
We used to communicate all the time. He used to visit me, you know. When I was working on Soon and Very Soon, he was there singing with his big voice, you know. But
he can sing?
Nabimba.
Yeah, of course, Nabimba. I'm like... okay, let's go to Smoo in Deep Sleet. I'm going to ask you to put on your headphones there, please. Smooda in Deep Kloof. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Glim. How are you?
Hey, Tara, go ahead.
Silo Chico Twala, Makaukau. It can take me another week to talk about that man. I love him. He's been an inspiration. And one of the things that I want to say is that, thank Silo, you fear God. And secondly, I've never seen or saw you drink or smoke. And you've been nothing but an inspiration. But one thing that I wanted to know is what happened to your creative process when you created Bakage Gilokam? Because I feel like that song, every time I listen to that song, it moves to other levels.
Mm.
But Ogunye, I can't go to, because there's a lot I can say about Silo. But great man, great talent. Thank God for Silo Twala. Siyabonga
Puti. Thank you so much. Thank you, my brother.
Sure.
So what went through that creative process?
Oh, Bakage Gilokam, it's actually about the white people who were confused at the time. Brenda and I composed that song, and we played with Giants there. See, if you remember the group Sakile, Sipho Gumede, you know, it was the first song Brenda actually recorded with a live band. Very good musicians played in that song.
Yeah, it's actually one of your favorite songs.
It's actually one of my favorite. That's, it's a coincidence.
It is. What a song. Is it Angus who's calling us from Johannesburg? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Good morning, brother Chico. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Okay. Do you remember the Coen brothers?
Oh, yeah. Fun Valley.
Yes. We hosted the first multiracial festival.
Wow.
And remember that together with PJ Powers?
Yes.
We had 35,000 people that day there on a Sunday.
I remember.
And then after that, we had a festival at Ellis Park, Concert in the Park.
Wow. The good old days, man.
The very good old days. I met you when I was also a youngster. And you guys were at our place, Sun Valley.
Amazing. Angus, thank you so much. Peter in Katlehong, good morning.
Morning, Clement. How are you,
my brother? Hey, Tara.
And man, Chigos.
Good morning, my brother, Peter. How are you?
Peter Taki here, man. Chigos, my brother. In short, I can say, my brother, you're one of the best music producers in our country. And I wish you all the luck. I wish you God to bless you. Not even a single music holding a floor for my brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I wish you all the best, my brother. Sharp, my brother.
Thanks, eh?
Thank you, Peter, for the call. Lionel Miles, good morning.
Hey, Chico.
My brother, how are you?
Hey, how's it, bro?
Good, good, man. Good, Lionel.
Right. I remember the days when you were still with Om Paudi.
Yeah. That's where I started.
And, those guys, but when you always visited us at Radio Bob, and then
yes.
I went to Toyando. You are really one of the best producers that we've ever had in this country. And I hope that you're not going to now stop whatever you're doing, but continue. We still need your music in South Africa. We still need it.
Thank you so much.
We do. But I think what some people don't know about you is that you're also into film production. Like, you produce films.
Yes, I'm actually in the middle of finishing Western Apartheid.
That's the one about corruption in South Africa.
Yeah, that's about corruption. You know, we live in a most beautiful country, but we lack leadership. You know, I've traveled the world. I've never seen such a beautiful country like South Africa. But we have, you know, heartless, corrupt politicians who are messing up our beautiful country. And that's the reason, for me to actually spend every cent that I have to actually expose, you know, those we mentioned Zondo Commission and all that, yeah. So Western Apartheid would be
ours. That's the name of the film.
Yeah,
Western Apartheid. When is it out?
It's out in next month.
Next month?
Yeah.
Where can we watch it?
Well, it's going to be, I'm talking to Amazon now.
Okay.
And then also I make it a point that it's available in all social media platforms. For me, it's not to make money, but to actually show, you know, these heartless politicians who just want to be in power, just to enrich themselves, not thinking about the likes of the woman that we spoke about, you know. I mean, if we had laws, Steve, corruption is actually the reason why, you know, our people are suffering.
Did you get any funding? People helped you with the film, or were you on your own?
No one will fund a film like that in this country.
That's true.
No one,
you know, imagine going to a government entity and say, hey, we're doing film about
corruption.
Some of the comrades in this government who are thieves.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait to watch it. I think we need more projects like that conscientize people about where we... Because sometimes I feel like, you know, there's so many terrible things have happened in this country that we're beginning to be desensitized. So we're like, tomorrow, if there's a politician who steals R1 billion, like, it's not going to be it's going to be a big thing for 2 days. Then because we're used to these people stealing and being thieves, we move on. Yes. So it's always important to remind ourselves of the thuggery of some of these people that are in government. So I cannot wait for that. You said you named Mbazima after your son.
Yes.
Longwe.
Yes.
How is he doing?
Not Longwe.
The other one?
My son, Mbazima.
How old?
He's 16 years old.
Okay, and how's Longwe doing?
Well, Longwe just came back from rehab on Friday.
Mm.
He's doing okay. I think the police came to pick him up yesterday. But they just wanted to interview because they want him to be a state witness.
Is he willing to be a state witness?
No, he's willing. I think he looks good. Yes, he's willing. You know, he's actually ready to actually talk about what happened, because he's the only one and the people were in the house who can tell the story, what happened there. You know, the rest of us, we can just talk. We're not there.
Because we assume what happened.
Exactly.
So you actually got the call, well, still on Longwe. You got the call, I think, from... Was it from Kelly after Senzo Meiwa was killed, right? What did she say to you on that call? Did she say, come over here, this just happened?
I think it's a normal, I was working with Kelly in the studio at the time. I was producing her. And it's normal. I mean, if someone passes away, and then, I mean, Senzo, that I think I had met Senzo 3 days before he died. They came to the studio with Kelly. And, I mean, it's normal for anyone to call somebody that, hey, so-and-so has passed away. So people actually think it was like a planned thing, whatever, and all that, which is, I mean, I found it bizarre because, I mean, what's wrong in calling you claiming that someone has died?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's no big deal at all.
From the information you have, the advantage, because you were closer to some of the people who were in the house, because there's two stories here. Either he was shot by someone who was in the house, or he was shot by people who came into the house. From the advantage information you have, what do you think happened here?
Honestly speaking, I wouldn't want to dwell on that because I wasn't there.
Mm.
Clearly, my son and all the people who were in the house can actually tell what really happened.
Mm.
What we are hearing on social media and all the noise is just people entertaining themselves, you know. But the truth can be only be told by Kelly Kumalo, my son, and all the people who were in the house, because they were there, we're not there.
Yeah, they are the ones that know what happened.
Exactly.
Do you think the whole situation deteriorated your son in terms of like just substance abuse, and it affected him to that level that he even relapsed?
It did, definitely. It did, because you remember after Men's Beruru, I think there's a guy called Men's Beruru, I don't
on
know
Twitter,
him.
Yeah. Some...
He's the one who started all this thing. He created that story.
That he's the one who killed Senzo.
Yeah, he popularized this thing, so everyone bought into it. Even Botefo and all these lawyers, they just abstracted that information from a tweet and then created all the story, you know. So it affected him badly. You know, that's why he's been in and out of rehab and all that. But at some point, I had to give up as well because...
I remember you were frustrated.
Yeah, I tried everything to help him. But I hope this time around he'll be fine because he looks good.
Mm.
He's going back to the gym. It's my sister who rescued me this time. It was not me because I was still mad at him because, I mean, I took him to rehab more than 20 times.
Sure.
And, you know, but yeah, I heard people talking about that, but... Also, I mean, I have a very good relationship with Senzo's mom. I communicate with her almost every day.
Yeah.
We talk to their sister. If they have challenges, they'll call me and I'll be there for them. I mean, it just to prove that, you know, people out there, they'll say whatever they're saying, but they don't know what is happening behind us.
Yeah. But, and lastly, having worked with Kelly, when you see reports that she may have been behind all of this, how does that make you feel if someone who has worked with her so closely?
To be honest with you, if she's part of it, I'll be very shocked.
Mm.
Because what I know, she loves Senzo with all her heart. I mean, she, and also, when I heard that my son shot Senzo, I actually thought of Kelly because Kelly's crazy. My son would have never went out of that house alive.
She would have killed him.
Trust me. Jeez. You know, that's why I'm saying that, you know, I would be very shocked. But, you know, you never know. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I hope he'll be fine. And I hope, as you say, he's strong enough to also go and give his testimony in court. Yo, so many calls coming through. Let's take a quick ad break. When we come back, your calls, your WhatsApps, as we continue with this conversation with Sillo Chico.
Hanging out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
We're hanging out with Chico Twala, wrapping up our conversation this morning with this iconic music producer. Let's go to Gift, who's calling us from Joburg. Gift, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Clement?
I'm all right, man. Go ahead.
Good, good, man. Yeah, I just wanted to celebrate the guy, you know, Mr. Twala. I just want to wish him well. I've seen him work in the early days. I've seen him climb the ladder, you know, and I believe he's a legend. You know, what God has bestowed in him, that's what he needs to resuscitate again. And, yeah, I'm just happy to be part of his life, and I wish him all the best, even with the movies. But I feel that with music, that's where he's strongly, that's where he's passionate up, you know?
Yo, Gift, that's what I was saying to him. I was asking if he still produces music, and he's like, he's really passionate about the films and doing the scoring. But he must give us just... produce one last album, you know, with someone.
Yeah, no, I think also he needs to work on a new one, because I can tell, I mean, you just said earlier on, some of his music is still played even after 30 years of freedom that we have with ANC. And, you know, when God has given you a gift, you need to work on that, because if you are sidetracked on that, you know, other things, yes, you will put focus, but the passion that you have, the gift that you have, that's what you need to harness, you know? So, yeah, I was just encouraging him that he needs to push more. He's still young. Yes, he's 60, but there is still more that he can do, you know, around music. So I wish him well and all the best. Thank you.
Wonderful. Gift, thank you so much for calling. Reggie in Midlands, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right, Reggie. Go ahead.
I'm very well, thanks. Good morning, Mr. Chico Twala.
Good morning, Reggie.
Yes, I know you from Zone 4 in Midlands, next to Staganakshi's place there. You were an inspiration to our kids back in the day. My daughter is 5 years old, is dancing to your music up to this day. She's just five. And she's dancing to that song. We can dance.
Wow.
Can we dancing? You know what? Big up to you, my brother. I love you so much.
Thank you. God
bless you very much. Okay.
Bye. Amazing. Reggie, thank you. Ian, you are calling us from somewhere. I don't know where. I'm not told. Good morning.
Hi, yeah, I'm calling you from Albertskruin. Chico will know where that is.
Okay.
And I just wanted to remind him of a song we did together with an artist called Matterfix.
Uh-huh.
That was a huge international song called Living Darfur.
Living in Darfur.
That's the one. Remember, Chico?
Yeah. How are you, Ian? This is my sound engineer.
Lucky you, my brother. You well?
I'm very well, Ian. Thanks for calling, man. I miss you so much.
Yeah, I miss you too, man. And I wish that the world knows you're a world-class producer. Yeah.
Thank you, Ian.
And not just a local
keep
man.
Keep listening to 702, man.
Yeah.
keep listening. Clement, thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for calling. Mpo, in Johannesburg, hi.
Hey,
Tada.
I'm sorry, get over the last one, man. But you go, hello.
Thanks, my brother. How are you?
Clement, I get some available, bro, for this opportunity. Great show, and thank you very much for what you've done for us. But Chico, I've known him now from Gojo.
Yeah.
I was chasing my eyes because. Hey man, through my mom, through my family, really been helping us a high soldier and stuff like that. Man, who did the rabba wana bara lembo na gaji? Now, neki kopele salaho. Is it possible or a producer happenya na binanya na zepirinya na cause this is our relevant, then?
Yeah.
And also, and the kopele or a gaba happy tata hey lohore. Union longore leader again to look after other musicians. There's a lot of things, Mara. It disappeared.
Imposa, your line is not the best, my brother. But I think we got the music. If you can produce one or two songs, but also says if you can have a union that you lead, I suppose he's concerned in poor about just the exploitation of artists.
No, we're actually working on it. We have one now. There's lots of billions that are stolen from artists. But the time is coming. We'll definitely be taking over our business as musicians.
Okay. I want to play a little bit of another favorite song of yours. You also wrote the song by Hugh Masekela. Send me.
Yes.
Oh, man, Clement, you have a legend right there, man. You have a legend right there. Babu Chico, oh, man. Yeah, I used to like this guy. I remember even the cut, there's some specific cut that even today we still call it Chico. To hey, Kunde is Chico. Because Babu Chico used to cut like that, to cut on the side and flat on the top. And I don't know what he means when he says he can't sing. Because the song, my favorite song that introduced me to him was We Can Dance. He was singing there. The song "One We Can Dance." Oh, that's one of the biggest songs that he ever produced. Moses.
Hi, Clement is Albert here, man. You've got my hero. There. Hi, you, Chico.
And how are you?
I've got one question for you, Chico. How was the competition between you and Splash? Meaning that, I mean, there were so many artists under your belt. Your Chimora, I can't remember the other names, but I just want to know how was the competition between you and Splash?
No competition, we're just entertainers.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're not competing.
We're not competing.
Oh, Chico, thank you so much for making time, man.
You are so
iconic. You are incredible. You've given us such beautiful music, and we just want to celebrate you this morning and say we appreciate your work, your artistry, and I do hope you're going to produce at least some few songs or an album before you retire completely.
Yeah, no, I'll try.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Thank you so much for making time for us.
And thanks to the listeners. I really enjoy myself.
Thanks. It's a minute before 11.